Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along.
And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 243. It's the week of June 4th, 2017. I'd like to thank you for coming along. Thank you for downloading the show. If you're a recent or if you're a returning listener, I certainly appreciate you coming back, especially all the loyal listeners out there that I hear from. And if you're a new listener, I hope you like the show. I'm very grateful that you checked out the podcast. You'll find that I'm basically a ordinary middle of pack nobody who likes to run marathons and ultra marathons and somehow get to the finish line. And generally nobody knows that I was even at the race because I make no splash, win nothing, and basically just go to have fun. And that's what I like to do. And then the podcast is kind of an offshoot of that. Originally, I started to kind of hold myself accountable for some goals that I'd set for myself. And then it just kind of morphed into an online community where I communicate with lots of different people around the world. And I've really enjoyed that and made lots of friends. So it's been a good thing. So I really appreciate you downloading the show and coming along for this episode, which I'm going to call Can't Get Enough. The reason I've called it that is because I've signed up for another 50K, and I'll get to that here in just a little bit. But what I want to talk about first is my friend Alex that lives down in Arizona. He has started a running group, kind of a virtual online running group, and also evolved from a private running group that he and some of his friends had down in Arizona. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that. And then at the end of the show, there's a audio clip from him kind of talking a little bit more about it. So let me describe what this is for you. So what this group this is what Alex tells me. It started out as a private group for accountability, and then it's blossomed into a public group. And Alex's goal with the WESURG group, which is the Westside Ultra Runner Guild, WESURG, and you just type that into Facebook and you can see their page there. They want to build a community of runners, not just local, but kind of countrywide. And there's other groups like this out there. Meg's Miles is one of those that my friend Keith is involved in. There are others. But this is this is one that Alex is building. And in order to build it, he has to get awareness. And they got a really cool logo, and he sent me a bunch of stickers. I've got about 12 of them here. And if you want one of these stickers, go to their Facebook page to see what it looks like. Just type in WESURG, WESURG, and you'll see the logo. And if you scroll down a little bit, it's actually on one of the water bottles and one of the posts there. And he gave me a bunch of these stickers, and they're really cool. And he wants me to send them out to people who inquire. So you got to send me your address at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you one of these stickers. They're really cool. In fact, I think I might put one of these on my car. Just kind of get the word out around here, especially because it says Ultra Runner on it, which is pretty cool. Sandy, this would be a good one for your car because I know you got some stickers on yours. So he's shared links to this podcast on their social media page. He doesn't know what it's going to turn into, but he just kind of wants to enjoy the ride. And he's asked for me to assist him with getting that word out. So that's what I want to do. And if you're interested in one of those stickers, they're free. I mean, he's already given me postage to mail them. Just send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com with your address, and I'll mail it out to you. And your address doesn't go on in any database or anything like that. I don't have time to do that kind of stuff. And, your address just gets deleted when I delete the email. So don't worry about anybody coming and stalking you or doing anything weird like that, because it's not going to be me. Alex is probably going to be one of the next people I visit at some point, because we've been emailing back and forth, and seems like a real nice guy. And he's interviewed him several shows back on one of his 100 milers. So he's a very nice guy. Check out that link. He's also sent me in a slew of emails here that they got some newsletter. Maybe if I can find that when I get to the email back section of the show, I'll include that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And Alex also was the first one to contact me in reference to getting this free entry for the Spartan race. So congratulations to Alex for that. Very good. And I'm glad that someone's going to be taking advantage of that, because I was starting to wonder a little bit if anybody was even listening to the show, or if any listeners to the show did do the Spartan, because I've been in touch with this one of the promoters, and he's offered two free races. And the first one, I'm not sure who took the first one, but then Alex got the next one, and I just thought there'd be more people interested in the Spartan race, but maybe people that listen to the show just not as much of them are, which just surprised me a little bit. I thought some people might be interested. I'll have some more information about Alex's group at the end of the show. He put together a little audio clip for that, and I put some music to it, and I think it's kind of cool. So I'll put that at the end of the show. Okay, let me talk about the 50K I signed up for. It's called the Night Train 50K. It's July 1st, which is just a few weeks away, and it's an inaugural race. And the cool thing about it is where it is. It's Highbridge Trail State Park, which is in Farmville, Virginia. It's about an hour from where I live, so it's pretty convenient. It's a 5 p.m. start time, so it's going to be in the dark, be finishing in the dark. My goal is to come inside 7 hours, which I should be able to do because it's flat. However, it's going to be hot, obviously. But it's a linear state park, and what that means is it's a railroad that's been switched to a recreational path. And High Bridge, it was originally built in 1854 across the Appomattox River, which connected Petersburg and Lynchburg. It's 2,400 feet long. That's about 730 meters. So that's maybe about a half mile. Ranges from about 60 to 125 feet above the ground, above the Appomattox River, originally made of wood, standing on 20 brick piers that had a pedestrian walkway next to the tracks and a nearby wagon bridge. So this was built before the Civil War. But during the Civil War, both Union and Confederate forces had attempted to destroy the bridge, both to their advantage. The Confederates succeeded on setting the bridge on fire on April 6, 1865, and the reason that's significant because does anybody know what day the surrender was? April 9th, 1865, right there in nearby Appomattox. And so the Confederates succeeded in setting the bridge on fire to prevent its crossing by the Union. But then when the Union troops arrived, they were able to cut the Union engineers were able to cut the fourth span to prevent further destruction. And the funny thing was after his men had actually burned the bridge, General Lee told the very men who had destroyed it to go back and start its rebuilding because they were going to need it after the surrender to get across this river valley. So that was kind of some information from Wikipedia that I kind of shamelessly plagiarized for the purposes of the podcast. But what does this bridge mean for modern day? Okay, so obviously it's not a railroad bridge anymore. It's turned into a pedestrian walkway, and the ultra is going to cross that bridge twice. So obviously a 50K is going to need more than just the half mile or so of what it is across the river. And this bridge is really high up, and I've heard really good things about it. I know Ashland Tom has been there. He's told me several times you got to get out there and run that thing because it's just so cool. And so when I saw this race come up, and I had thought about doing it before I did the Michigan Ultra, but I wanted to see how things worked up in Michigan first. And obviously, if you've listened to the last two podcasts, you know that I had an outstanding time. It was just I've still kind of been on a high level of functioning here since I got back, you know, just because things just went so successful. For me, just all around, just a good thing, except for the bad news on the way home. But that, that's part of life, unfortunately. So I did a reassessment. I've done some decent double-digit training runs here the last few weeks with the help of my running group here in Richmond and Ashland. And so I pulled the trigger the other day and signed up for the Night Train 50K. Now, what the route is, it starts in Farmville, kind of goes in out and back one direction, goes out and back and in one direction, then goes out and back to another direction. And I think the second direction is going to be the high bridge section. So it's very possible coming back inbound for the final inbound towards the finish line is going to be going over that bridge in the dark, which to me would be really cool and creepy. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm interested in. I think I could probably just get away with doing a 15 miler maybe next weekend, and then a 20 miler 2 weeks out with maybe a extra long run on the next day, and then go out on race day and be able to finish. We're going to have a exchange student from Spain during the time of that race. And in the program that we're with this exchange student program, is they encourage the host families to just live normally and, you know, have the exchange student experience the stuff that you do. Well, you know, what we do in this family is, you know, Ashley and Dave drives to these ultra marathons and does these things, especially when they're about an hour away. I've gone by myself, which is what I did with the Powhatan 8-hour last year. But this year, I'm inviting my wife, Monica, to come back into the fold and crew for me, which will be cool because we'll be able to spend the day in Farmville. Seeing Farmville, is also a university there called Longwood University that my daughter wants to tour. And then, because she'll be in college in a few years, and then I'll do the race and they'll crew me, and then we'll come home and hopefully get home by, you know, it'll be late at night, early in the morning. But this exchange student will clearly see what it's like for a ordinary middle of the pack nobody to finish a 50K ultra marathon. So that's coming up on July 1st. Of course, I'll have a full race report, as always, after that race is done, if I finish. And I'll probably share some stuff along the way in the next show or so. I'm sure I'll have one more show before that race and just talk a little bit more about the preparation. I've got a new Garmin, and I'm not even sure which model it is. I can't remember. I'm going to go online. I used to have, I still have my 205. This is the one that I've been duct taping for a while. And when my birthday came up, and I'm going to look this up real quick. When my birthday came up in May, my wife asked me what I wanted. And I said, well, I look at my Garmin. I think I need a new Garmin because this one is a complete piece of crap. It's the wristband is coming apart. I've got it duct taped. It looks kind of ridiculous. And I'm looking online now, and I cannot find the model that I have. But anyway, we got it. We have a little bit of a joke in my family about giving me presents. And I don't mind getting hand-me-down presents because one year my wife actually bought me a dartboard for my birthday, and she got it at a yard sale. So I've now got the Garmin Forerunner 310 XT, whereas before I had the 205 with duct tape all over it. And so when I told her about that I needed a new Garmin, I told her to contact Ashlyn Tom, because Ashlyn Tom generally will buy a new device, and then sometimes he'll make it known that he's got something available if I want it or if I want to buy it or whatever. And Tom's a very generous man, so Monica contacted him, and she bought the new-to-me, old-to-him Garmin, which has been working great so far, and I really like it a whole lot. So that's my second gift I've gotten from, you know, a secondary source, and so I've told her, you know, Father's Day coming up, you know, why bother? Don't bother buying me anything new. Just find me something used somewhere. But then I've gotten wind of a little bit of bartering back and forth between Tom and Monica to try to actually figure out who needs to refund some money because somebody paid too much. And then there was some weird thing going on up at the caboose about who I'll cover your cost for this or that. And so I never really have figured out how much my wife paid for the new Garmin or the, you know, the old garment, but new to me. But it doesn't really matter because the best gift is always the one that's unexpected, right? I've kind of heard that, and I've always felt that way in my life. When I got this Garmin for my birthday, my wife had wrapped it up in a little box, and it looks brand new. It's in great shape. You know, it didn't come with a user's manual, so I went online to try to figure out how to do the settings because I was trying to figure it out myself. And I just wasn't getting there. So I was looking for a user's manual online, and then I figured out how to get to the settings. The main thing I had to do was put on my glasses. That was a big help. But would you believe that Tom put all my personal settings in the device for me before he gave it to Monica? And isn't that pretty cool that he did that? And I did not know that. She did not tell me that. But I learned later that he was texting her asking for my birth date, how much I weighed, stuff like that. So he could enter, put those settings in the Garmin, and that's what he did. And I told him yesterday when we were running together that I really appreciated that. So Tom, I do appreciate that. That was very nice to you. It was like another gift on top of the gift. And so the best gifts are those that are unexpected. So that's what Tom did for me, and it was very much appreciated. So I've got a new Garmin, pretty excited about that. It's been working really good so far. It seems to hold a charge a lot longer than my other one does. I'm actually boring myself here. The thing I like about it the most is how much it vibrates when you get to a mile marker. And it really, really lets you know that you got to that mile marker. And if you're taking a nap while you're running, it will definitely wake you up. It's that startling on the wrist. So I really like it a whole lot so far, and I think it's going to work out. I'll be doing, my first race with it on July 1st because I didn't have it when I did the one up in Michigan. So I was at a cookout not too long ago, and I got a friend named Ron, and he's not a runner, but there was a guy named Bubba who was there, and everybody's got a friend named Bubba, right? Well, our friend Bubba, his real name is Jim, and he's from Buffalo, but somehow he's named Bubba. I'm not really sure how that happened. I'm not even sure if he got that nickname here or back in Buffalo. But we were over at Ron's house at a cookout, and when Ron's got a little man cave in his shed that he's got a little bar in there and a TV, and we were hanging out, and that's when I learned. Maybe I already knew this, but I'd kind of forgotten because he doesn't ever email the show. But Bubba apparently listens to my podcast, and he has about an hour commute to work. I think he works in Charlottesville. And he listens to the podcast at 1.5 times the normal speed. So he kind of speeds through it real fast. And I was going to try to be a real smart ass and do a little audio clip in slow speed on GarageBand. And I spent the last hour trying to figure out how to do it. And I can't do it, and I don't have the time to do it. So, Bubba, the thought was there. Whatever I said before, people say it's a thought that counts. Well, the thought I was thinking I was going to do an audio thing and slow down the tempo of my voice. But I kept fooling with it, and then I lost the whole track of the show. And I just got frustrated, so... That's what happens when you try to be a smart ass. You end up screwing up your own podcast. So, Bubba, I hope you get a kick out of that. And what I'm also planning on doing for maybe the next show or the one after that is including an interview with Marisa Brimhall, who hosted me up when I went to Michigan. She and her husband Corey were one of the families I stayed with, and their two daughters. The reason for the interview is because she recently ran the Bayshore Marathon up in Michigan and ran an incredible 3:47:18. That race was on May 27th. The reason I wanted to interview her is because she had sent me some information about her effort and how hot it was and how brutal the race was. It was her first marathon in 5 years. She's actually going to be doing Boston next year, and she is 44, so this will be her last. I know her birthday's at Thanksgiving, so she'll be 40 she'll do Boston as a 45-year-old. But to me, that's just an incredible time. I think she was maybe a little disappointed in her finishing time compared to times in the past, which I'm not familiar with. I'll have to ask her. But I like stories of perseverance. And so I kind of floated that idea out to her. I think she's kind of mulling it over. And we'll see if we get that. So, Breeza, if you're listening to the show, please consider that. I think it'd be a great interview, and I'm very curious to just kind of explore a little bit of your experience and some of the difficulties that you had, and then how you overcame some of those obstacles, whether they were physical or mental. Because I do know that you were injured for a while, and we're doing different types of therapy to get yourself back. So, I think it'd be a good interview, and I think some of the listeners would benefit from that. So give that some thought, and I'll be back in touch with you in reference to that, no doubt. So we check that off. So let's talk a little bit more about the topic of the podcast for today, the title, which is Can't Get Enough, before I get into we'll get into the email bag section of the show here in a few minutes. This is why I mentioned the 50K, the Night Train 50K earlier. And the reason I had a real good spring. So I kind of wanted to carry on for one more 50K. I want to do another marathon this year, another ultra. And I really like the 50K distance. It's obviously not as hard as a 50 miler. It's harder than a marathon. It's a good, this is going to sound really bad, but the marathon distance itself is kind of like a boring thing now. I mean, because you can't do a small marathon close around my area. So you have these obscure 50K events that this guy, Dan, who's the race director for this thing, same one that did the Palatine 8-hour. And they're smaller events, and I just seem to be drawn to these things that are obscure. There's hardly anybody there. Nobody gives a shit that you finished. You know, you might drive out there by yourself. And for some reason, but the Michigan race was really cool. It wasn't a real big event, but it was just right for me. The amount of people that were there, the amount of people I saw on the trail was just about right. And I wanted to experience that again before the summer, before it got too hot and I had to stop training because the heat in Virginia just gets so bad. So I wanted to just have another ultra finish, another, you know, 50K. And if this race is like the last one this guy put on, you know, you might get something at the end. I think I got a magnet at the last one. It's so pathetic. It's funny. I got if you listen to the race report from the Powerton 8-hour, you get like this, like a little duffel bag. You know, like a grocery bag kind of thing that you would, these cloth grocery bags that has the logo on the side, and you got a t-shirt with the same logo. I mean, the swag is so pathetic. It's funny, but you like it, because that's the best part about running ultra marathons is that there's not a whole lot of fanfare. And that's why I'm kind of drawn to it, because there's just you can't get enough of it. I like these things. You know, nobody knows you're there. You can kind of get there. You can do the race incognito, and you just know that you got another finish under your belt. So that's kind of why I wanted to sign up for another one, and then to get out. I want to go out there and run that trail out there in Farmville. So this would be a good time to do it. Be plenty hot, I'm sure. I'll have to figure out the hydration. Have to figure out some of the other logistics for running in the evening. I do have experience doing that in the past. I did run the Graveyard 100K race several years ago, and that started at 3 p.m., and then I finished around 6:30 or 6 in the morning when the sun was coming up. So I do know what it's like to run in the evening. Thankfully, this one's not as long as the 100K. But anyway, that's why I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. So let's go ahead and get into the email bag section of the show. All right, I heard from Neil. I always like hearing from Neil because he always got an interesting perspective on things. And he sent me an email saying, I really want to tell you to keep your future podcasts strictly positive, but then I realized that it would just not be real. I'd rather have you be who you are, even if that means you cry, even if that means you make me cry. So love the race report. Glad you got to meet Dirt Dog. The two of you had the last running podcast I listened to, and I told him that I debate. This was about the last podcast in reference to. I had a little bit of an emotional outburst there, and I decided to keep that there. And it was nice that Neil recognized that. And when he mentioned my podcast and Dirt Dogs are the last two running podcasts he listens to, I'm kind of at that point too. Of course, I listen to mine when I produce it. I listen back through the editing to make sure that it, you know, it's still sounds amateurish. I wouldn't want it to sound professional or anything because I'm an amateur podcaster. But I really kind of got away from some of the running podcasts that I just lost some interest in. And I was getting way into the political realm way too much in some podcasts with current events podcasts. So now that I got to figure out what I'm going to do. So, Neil, you've kind of inspired me to maybe go look for something else, and I do appreciate that. And always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for the email. So I also heard from Thomas. And whenever I hear from Thomas, he and I always go back and forth on several emails. But he wrote, Dave, powerful close on the latest podcast. Life can be fragile. As we age, the taste of death comes closer. I have come to view it as a spiritual matter. It's a mystery why God places us on this earth and the era we live, for what purpose and for what span of time. So in that, I remain thankful for each day, for those I love, and for what I've done for others. That is what will remain when I am gone. And he mentioned one other thing. He says, he mentioned that he had hung up the running shoes about 6 months ago. He said walking is fine, but doesn't really produce the drive. He's in Greece when he was writing me this email, and he and another student went out for a short 2-mile run in Mykonos. He said they're about 13-minute miles. And he got about, then on the next day, he got about 4.6 miles in with some hills. And then he went out with another group for a 3-mile run on another day. So he says in some form he might be getting back. He's wondering if maybe there's a 50K in the cards for him this year or in the next year or so. I hope so, Thomas. It'd be kind of cool to see you out there again. I know that you're always yearning for it, and it looks like you're definitely doing some traveling here. It looks like you're in Athens, Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. You know, my parents were over there after you were, but he teaches at, for those that don't know, Thomas teaches at Appalachian State, but he's been doing FL. University of Florida, study abroad for 10 years, and he also knows one of my friends that lives down in Charlotte has a son that goes to Appalachian State, and he and Thomas know each other, so that's small world, that's for sure. Got a real, some real nice emails from Sandy in reference to the trip. I really do appreciate all that. I could go on and on and on about how I was treated like royalty up in Michigan, but everybody would get kind of bored with that, I'm pretty sure. So I'll just kind of go through some of these others here. Heard from David Williams down under Dave, and he has sent me a race report on, he did a 76-kilometer race to celebrate being 70. He said, it was the one fun run on the roads running the length of Flinders Island in Tasmania, Australia. He said it was only two of them doing it. Finished in cold, wet, and windy conditions, which lasted all day. It was 10 hours and 10 minutes on the course, he said. That's pretty fast, in my opinion. So 76 kilometers is going to be, 26. I can't even do that. I cannot do math in front of other people, and I'm not even going to try it. He said quite a few other people chose to come out and run for 5, 10, or 15 kilometers, which helped ease the pain. And some kind couple even opened up their fire brigade shed and served us some soup for lunch. I don't know what a fire brigade shed is. I know what a fire brigade is, but I wonder if when they say shed, I wonder if he means like a little hutch or something. He said the community out there really cares for each other, and he was delighted to receive generous donations for cure cancer. He was chilled by the rain and bitter wind, but he finished in good style, enjoyed a cold beer, headed home for some pizza, and some more cowboy pop, as he wrote, Dirt Dog calls it. And he says he'll be take a day off and be back for another training event. And it's always good to hear from him. He's always got something very interesting to do. And I got another email from him. It was actually before that one. And he said it's actually autumn down in Australia. He's been busy putting manure, horse shit, on his large veggie garden to get it ready for the spring plantings. He just wanted to let me know, enjoyed this podcast and how caring and sharing the running community is. And so he seems to have that down there as well. And then he sent me a picture from his stage race in Cambodia. If you haven't listened to that show, scroll back at ashlanddave.podme.com and check out the interview with him about the stage race that he did in Cambodia. It was a pretty incredible story. I heard from a good friend, Ryan Goldenberg, up in Canada. He's one of the members of Team Incognito, but he's moved. And he says, he gave me a race report, which I'm going to include on the next show because it's lengthy, but he did a 150K relay up there, and he said he managed to get 10 people on the team. I remember he had asked me if I wanted to come up there and do that, but I just wasn't able to plan that. He's going to be doing a 10K early in the event, then a 20K near the end. And he said he hadn't run longer than 19K in training, but he did his own version of back-to-back with two 16Ks, which is 10 miles over about 48 hours. And he calls it the long run club sandwich because there's a slice of bread off day in between. Said the off day was Mother's Day. Said he planned to do the second run, but he's told at the last minute about a family brunch. And yeah, you got to be flexible to honor the moms there, Ryan, just like you said. Anyway, he said he's mostly worried about staying awake to encourage his team throughout the night. And he wanted me to know, let him know if I had any final tips. And what I did was I gave Ryan a tip. I told him the best way to stay up all night is to park your support van or whatever you're transporting your relay people around in at one of the exchange points, park it right next to the port-a-john, and then crack the windows or just sleep in the van as close to the port-a-john as possible, because the port-a-john will be opening and closing and slamming all night long, and it will definitely keep you awake, and I can speak from personal experience on that. And for some reason, I feel like I have deja vu on that. I'm not sure if maybe I've already talked about this or not. Cannot remember. I've gotten so many emails for this show that I've kind of gotten lost a little bit. So I've got some others from Alex here. I'm going to talk about those at the end. We talk a little bit more about the WeSerg. I heard from Tim Cleary. And we'll be meeting up at the Richmond Marathon. I'll be doing the half. He's going to do the full. And I think he says he's meeting somebody else here. We're going to do a meetup there to finally meet in person. He and I have been exchanging emails for several years now. He's from Chattanooga. And heard from Dr. Smitty. He did a 24-hour race report down in the Virginia Beach area, and he went 75 miles. He was trying to do 100, but he had actually sprained his ankle before that. I saw him at the railroad run, and I couldn't believe that he was running on it. Greg, we might have to do an interview on that. I actually think I might want to interview you for that 24-hour race report because of the dehydration, the ankle, some other ailments that you had, some of the mental situations you got into. So I got a couple people to interview, so at least I got some stuff for the next show. So maybe we can set that up, and I'll be in touch with you via email about that. Appreciate hearing from you, as always, and we'll see you at the Patrick Henry Half Marathon in late August, I'm sure. All right, so I think that's going to be it for this For the email bag section of the show, let's go ahead and listen to Alex's audio clip about his group, and then we will I'll talk about a link and their website.
Hey guys, this is Alex, co-founder of Westside Ultra Runner Guild here in Phoenix, Arizona. And just like many of you, we are passionate about running. Whether you're a recreational runner or a seasoned ultra runner elite, Westside Ultra Runner Guild is for you. It's more than a movement, it's a way of life. Whether you're on the west side of your country, state, mountain, or globe, it's about friendship, it's about fitness, it's about the outdoors and community. That's why we're glad to partner with guys like Ashlyn Dave. So please subscribe to his podcast and check us out on Facebook. We surge, Westside Ultra Runner Guild. Until then, surge on.
Okay, so it's going to be We Surge, not We Surge. I was mispronouncing that. And they have got a website. Let's see. All right, so WeSurge.com. WESURG.com. Make sure you check that out. I'm going to go ahead and link to that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. It's a pretty cool looking website. They've got some gear with the logo on it. And I was hoping Alex, he asked for my size, so he's going to send me a shirt. And I'm looking at the shirt now. It's just got a really cool logo. It's like a mountain logo. And you're going to want one of these stickers, which you can email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com. Give me your address and I'll send you a sticker for free. They're really cool. I got about 12 of them. You're going to definitely want one of these and check out what Alex is building out there in Arizona. And it's not just for people in Arizona. He's trying to build a large community, a virtual community of for community support and exchanging ideas of running. And I just think that's an outstanding idea. I've thought of, ever since he contacted me about it, I said, what can I do to help? I don't have a really large audience, but I can certainly send out the information to the people that listen to the show, and he's very appreciative. So he did that audio clip there, and as you can tell, he's pretty enthusiastic. And I just emailed him the other day and asked him about any spring, if there are any spring 50 milers out his way, because I'm doing some very, very, very preliminary race planning. I don't know when I'll get out to Arizona, but I will be going out there at some point to go visit him, because he seems to be pretty cool. And he's built this this community that you can also go to Facebook and just type in We Surge, WESURG, and check that out too. And they've got some stuff there. So hopefully that helps out, Alex. Let me know if you have any feedback. If anybody comes to the group that has started from the podcast, and maybe you can shoot some new listeners my way. Certainly appreciate it. So this is Ashlyn Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe. Ashton, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, don't forget to hug your kids, and believe me, don't forget to hug those kids. Y'all have a good week.